Bryce, what did the summer league do for you, and how do you hope to kind of capitalize on how well you played?
I think just playing in the summer league, it gave me a little bit more experience to get more familiar with the offense, with the defensive structures and things of that sort. I got a lot more comfortable with my teammates, and I'm just looking forward to doing whatever the coaches require of me.
And then, unfortunately, Dante's injury affects the point guard position. Do you look at that as creating an opportunity for you, or just how do you view that?
I don't look at it like anything. It's very unfortunate what happened to Dante. He's a great kid, tremendous hard worker, and I know he's going to work hard to recover as soon as he can, and he's going to have a bright future. And my main focus, like I said, is just to do whatever the coaches require of me. But I really wish Dante a speedy recovery, and I know he'll be fine.
Jack, the Jazz brought Tibor Plyce over, so it's a little bit more crowded in the front court. What's your mindset going into this training camp, what you need to show them to stick?
I just kind of need to show them that I can go out there and continue to show that I belong on this team. I mean, I've been playing. I don't really plan on changing how I play. I just need to continue to play how I play, and that's what they've told me, is just to go out there and continue to do that. And my main focus for this preseason is to help the team get better as a whole, and I think that me playing the way I can do that.
Bryce, do you think you can earn the starting point guard role through the point guard battle in training camp?
Again, I don't really look at, you know, starting or coming off the bench, whatever. My goal is to go out there, compete, get better. What these coaches tell me to do, I try to do that to the best of my abilities every night, and whatever happens as a result of that, you know, that's what it is.
Bryce, if you had to identify one part of your game that's perhaps not talked about enough or that's underappreciated, something that you're really proud of your game or that you've worked on over the summer, what would that be?
I work on everything. I work on every part of my game because I feel that there's always room for improvement. As far as my game not being talked about enough or any asset, I don't know if I've necessarily earned that right yet. You know, I just got my foot into the door, so I'm fine with not being talked about right now because I still have a lot to prove.
Jack, you were working on some offensive moves, I believe it was a floater and whatnot, this offseason. Where do you feel like you made strides in that aspect of your game?
I think I really improved on the things that you mentioned, the floater, more post moves. I really wanted to come back with a nice arsenal to help complement some of the rebounding and defensive and toughness things I bring. And I think I did a really good job of adding things to my repertoire that I can use out there. Because, again, when I play, it's not going to be to score, but I would like to, say, on off chance I get it at the end of a shot clock, have something I can go to. And I think I've really solidified my ability to create in those situations.
Don't know if you guys know this, maybe you do. Salt Lake Comic Con here over the weekend, just kind of on the theme of that. Do you guys have a favorite superhero, and who is it, why, and did you guys go to Comic Con at all?
Bryce, you first.
No, I wasn't aware of it, and I don't think I have a favorite superhero. I wasn't really into that, so my answer is not too exciting. Of course it's Jack.
You literally just stole what I was about to say. I was going to say it was Bryce Cotton. My favorite superhero would have to be, that's a great question, by the way, it would have to be, I would have to say Batman, probably, because he's just a normal rich dude. And anybody can be a normal rich dude if you work hard enough. So that's kind of what I strive for. And yeah, I didn't see anybody dressed up. I really wish I would have, because those are funny, but no, that's about it.
Second that one.
Second time. Anybody follow that up?
I want to know more about this becoming a humble rich dude.
Yeah. Steps.
NBA skills.
It's the first step in becoming Batman. NBA player. Then Batman.
All right, your
Bryce, Jack, thank you very much.